Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show. It is a beautiful Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley, 3 days away from the epic battle between the awful Dallas Cowboys and the grand, beautiful Philadelphia Eagles. Mm-hmm. We have a roster change today, Al.
What do we got?
Rhea Hughes is out.
Yes.
She's going on a trip with her sister.
Nice.
And in is the legendary and remarkable Jim Johnson.
Yeah. Oh. That's John Johnson.
No, Jim Johnson was the guy. See, I got the Cowboys on my mind. Jimmy Johnson.
That's John Johnson.
Johnson is here.
Same
Hi,
but different.
John.
Good morning.
John, Al, John has already warned me he needs a moment to rant, and he's going to do this very early in the show because he has an abiding hatred for local people who love the Cowboys.
Mm, that's and an understatement.
He's going to attack them. Mm-hmm. He's going to attack them. We got a great show today. Elliot Shaw Parks is on at 7. Our football guy. 7:30, Al. A woman who got booed at the most beautiful moment of her life at her wedding. She's coming on to say what happened. Do I have to tell you? She was unmasked at the wedding as a Cowboy fan.
No.
And then in the most glorious moment of her life, she dreamed of this moment her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
200 people stood and booed the crap out of her. And Al, it's such a shameful yet interesting story. They will be on. We actually have audio of the woman getting booed at her wedding.
Mm.
Is that beautiful?
And
I'm going to tell you something, Al. I don't know. I haven't seen a picture of her. But if a man, an Eagle fan, is marrying a Cowboy fan, she has to be at least a 9.
Yeah.
If you're a 7 or 8, there's a 3-point deductible if you're a Cowboy fan. So if you're a 10... then you go down to a 7, but that might still be within your range. You know what I'm saying? So she got she got booed. Later in that hour, I have word he's coming back. Whether you align, I'm going to let you decide this. Al, Major Van Winkle, after the Eagles lost to Carolina, bailed on the team. Major Van Winkle is a brilliant, brilliant wordsmith and rap artist.
He had no words.
He quit on the team. Then they won in London, had a bye week, and with his tail tucked between his legs, he would like to return.
Hmm.
Will you let him back out?
Yeah, I like him.
Think it through.
It was a bad decision.
Sounds fair weather to me. All right. 8 o'clock, the legend himself in studio to break down this mega game, the great Ray Dittiger. 9:20, Al, we're going out to L.A. Colleen Wolf from NFL Network
is there. Are they in Pittsburgh?
Is she in Pittsburgh this week?
Might be in
wherever
Pittsburgh.
Wherever she was. I want to know what it's like. She hates the Cowboys.
She's
a national broadcaster.
I wonder what
Is she able to hide it?
I wonder if she's seen a fan base better. The only one that would come close would be Pittsburgh.
Better than ours.
Yeah, they only...
But I want to find out what it's like to do a national show where you
with Cowboys.
You have to pretend. You think I'm going to ask her about Michael Irvin? I think I might. Anyway, all that's going on. Oh, and one other thing. I'll give you a head start if you're out there right now. I got tickets to the Eagles-Cowboys game Sunday night in the NovaCare luxury box.
Ooh.
And it makes me sad to say the premise we're using. But Al, in every poll we could find about the most popular sports logo, do you know what one?
The most
any poll we did, there is one sports logo that supersedes all others. And I'm not going to lie, it's nauseating.
It's
the Blue Star.
Really?
It's number one in every poll we could find.
Wow.
So we are doing, just so you get ahead, I'm giving you early people, you get up early, you deserve a little extra break here. What's the best logo that any business has? There's so many great logos in business now.
Yeah,
right?
They pay a lot of money to come up with one.
They pay a fortune for it. What's the best one? We're going to take the top five from our list. We already know what we love. Put them in a hat. Pull one out. NovaCare tickets. It's Sunday, 8:20, Lincoln Financial Field, courtesy of the great people at NovaCare Rehab. If you're injured, request an appointment today at NovaCare.com. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy. Now, I'm going to start the show, Al, in a weird way today because I started a fire that I would like to put out. Right? And I didn't mean to start this fire.
What'd you do?
I did not mean to create a bad atmosphere for the Eagles to win the game Sunday. But I'm feeling, I woke up today. John, this doesn't happen often because in a lot of ways I'm a man's man.
Oh.
But I woke up today nervous.
Why?
I woke up today nervous. Well, it started on our show at 6:45 yesterday. All right, Jason Kelce's on, and he's, you know, if you're interviewing somebody and they're very open and they're saying interesting stuff, that's good, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
That's me doing the radio show. Me as an Eagle fan, after the show, and I read where it went all over the place, I got nervous.
Why?
Because he started openly dissing the Dallas Cowboys. He's poking a wounded animal.
Yeah, normally the wounded animal isn't going to heal overnight.
I don't want to take that chance. So anyway, here's what Kelce said that got the ball rolling yesterday on our show.
Mostly, I just don't think that a lot of players, in particular me, just don't really like the franchise or the organization, what it stands for, what it's always stood for. You know, I've just never really appreciated what the organization and what its fans really stood for, you know.
Nice.
A lot of fair weather people from across the country that just kind of fell in love because they're winners instead of having any type of emotional connection to the team whatsoever.
Flat out diss of the Dallas Cowboys. Fine. I do it all day here.
Yeah.
I loathe them. It's not great when the players do it. Not before the game. It's not great. Al, do I have to bring up Malcolm Jenkins and Blake Bortles?
Yeah.
That was the most recent game, all right? Jenkins comes out and says, I was going over the tape. Let me tell you something. Colin Kaepernick should be in the NFL after the guy I watched. And he's talking about Bortles. Bortles had the best game of the season. The Eagles won the game. Bortles was very good in that game.
Yeah.
I don't need to poke a wounded animal. And Kelce poked the animal. And you know what happened now? I'll tell you what happened. All the other media people in this city took the quotes from Kelce and said, oh, good, I got a nice little foundation for a column or a story. Let me go get other Eagles to say negative stuff about the Cowboys. You don't think this stuff is back in Dallas this morning? You don't think all these disses are back in Dallas? Because, Al, right after that, Jason Peters, right, who, frankly, I'm thrilled to be able to tell you, throughout this interview, did not get injured. Now, because most things he's done this year, he gets hurt doing them, all right? But he was not injured during this interview. But here is Jason Peters saying similar things to what Kelce said.
I know I don't like the Cowboys. It's just the arrogance, the organization, everybody, America's team. Right now, they're not winning right now. So, I mean, let's see how many people jump off their bandwagon and stay with them, so. We'll see Sunday and try to get that W over.
We need that, Al? Do we need him saying that?
Mm-hmm. Nah, you don't need it.
Do we need it?
Yes, you do.
This is such a bad team.
Oh, that's good. Let's be overconfident. Great idea. That's worked so well with us against Carolina, and it worked great against Tampa and Tennessee. We were better than those teams, too, Al. What happened?
Yeah, but
even the damn Vikings at our building beat us.
I think.
What are you basing your overconfidence on? Our team's 4-4.
I think the players are trying to tell the fans we care as much as you.
That's fine, but that they're telling Dallas we don't respect you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is fine. I don't respect them at all. On Monday, after I got the W, not today. And then Jenkins, Al Jenkins is like, wow, he never shuts up. All right? And Jenkins is talking about why it's a lot better to play here than to play there.
I prefer a city like Philadelphia where, you know, not everybody's looking for you. It's not about the glitz and glamour. But it's about rolling up your sleeve and fighting and earning everything you get.
I agree with the premise there that we're working hard, working, you know, traditional city, and then not all that fancy $2 billion stadium they got in Jerry Jones with the hookers and all that stuff he's got going on. I get that. I get all that.
Well, none of the players brought up the hookers.
I did. All right. So maybe I'm part of the problem here. I'm trying to stop it. You know what I'm trying to do right now, Al?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you what I'm trying to do. I am driving along. I'm not a good driver. And now what I'm trying to do is slam on the brakes.
Why? You push the car over the hill. You can't then catch the car.
What?
You push
it. I really didn't. All I said, in defense of me, all I said to Kelsey was, what do you think of the Cowboys? I didn't know I was putting a quarter in and the machine was going off on its own. I had no idea he was going to do that. But then they all started doing it. And now it's all in Dallas today. They're going, oh, you know what? Everybody thinks we're dead. Maybe we're not that.
You know what you're doing.
What?
You're giving the Cowboys too much respect.
No, I'm giving my team less respect because they didn't earn it yet. My team this year has consistently disappointed me. John, where's the confidence in this team? They handed the ball to Elliott on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Are you completely confident Elliott will get bottled up? Because I'm not.
No, I'm not 100% confident. No.
When they throw the ball downfield, are you confident that whoever the hell is out there covering the pass is going to be able to cover the pass?
Yes, because offensively, we now have Golden Tate.
I didn't get to offense. I'm not that nervous about offense.
No, I'm
offense.
Not confident defensively.
I'm
no.
real nervous. We got to win the game on a field goal. You want old crooked foot Josh Elliott? He can't even kick extra points. Now, listen, I'm not dissing my own team. Don't get me wrong. What I'm trying to do is put the brakes on because now too many people in this city hate the Cowboys so much and see how badly they played Monday night that they're convinced this is going to be a cakewalk. There go the brakes again. Al, this is a dangerous game. Do you understand this? Let's play it the other way. Let's flip it over for a second. Against all odds, Eagles lose the game.
Oh,
would you please describe the state of the season at that point?
We're back to square two, whatever it was there.
No, it's over.
What? Not?
No, it's over. It's Al. All right, you do the math. 4-5, going to New Orleans. You like your shot there?
No.
You like 4-6? You sound like a playoff team at 4-6?
No.
All right, now what are you going to do? Run off a big run? You better. Because that's your only hope left at that point. And I'm not sure you're going to be able to do it. If you can beat the Cowboys here, you're going to beat them there?
Yes.
If I'm coming across as timid, so be it. Timidity. All right? Because, Al, what I'm being right now is realistic. We are too confident before we should be. This team has to prove that what they did in London was the start of a run. Not the latest little twitch. Because, Al, they've done it to us several times this year. We thought they were off the, you know, they were off the schneid. They were doing better. And then they went back into it. I don't have enough faith in Jim Schwartz right now to say, we got this, no problem. I don't have enough faith.
I think that I believe that everybody believes they're going to beat this team by 20 points.
Yeah?
I do. I think the coach gets fired Tuesday in Dallas.
Well,
that's
hope you're
the beating
right.
I'm hoping.
I hope you're right.
If it ever happens that they lose this game,
I would kiss both of your feet right
if
now.
If they ever lose this game,
all right.
You're right though. Everything that they gained is lost.
It's totally. Let me tell you. At that point, you know what you got? You got a longest. You got a Hail Mary to make the playoffs. That's what you got if you lose this game Sunday night. And people need to understand that it's as important for the Eagles to win as it is for the Cowboys. Every bit is important. And finally, I would like to illustrate the way it should be done, right? These guys there, they threw gas on the fire. I don't like it. It makes me nervous. Here's how it's done. Carson Wentz is asked about the same thing, playing Dallas and how he feels about Dallas.
Listen, for me, I try to not make, you know, anything ever bigger than it is. You know, at the end of the day, I know the fans and everyone takes this game maybe a little more seriously, a little more aggressively, you could probably call it. But for me, we got a game to win.
Al, he got straight A's from fourth grade on.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Well, he's a good quarterback.
He's smart. He's smart. Don't wake up the injured animal. Let them sleep. Stomp them Sunday night. And then enjoy the game Monday. Don't say stuff now. Because I'm going to tell you something now. I'm not sure I'm picking the Eagles Sunday night.
No!
I'm not sure. I didn't say I'm not. I'm not sure right now. And the reason I say that, two reasons. One is because every time I pick them, they lose. All right? So it's almost like superstition. And the other one is I'm nervous that Ezekiel Elliott will have a big game, that Dak Prescott will think he's a rookie again.
Hmm.
My defense is not good enough to make me overconfident, and it shouldn't for the city either. So people that are thinking like me or people that aren't, either way, give me a call, because I'm going to tell you something now. I'm right on board here. I completely agree.
I'll be calling you to get a dog.
I agree. I have a dog. And I'm going to tell you something now. He's nervous too. 888-729-9494. Do you want to go to the game? Here's how it works today. Novacare Luxury Box tickets. Cowboys, I don't agree with it, by the way, but the Cowboys have won all the polls for the best sports logo.
Wow.
I'm branching it out to all businesses. What is the best logo that a business has? We will vote at the end. We'll take our top five, put them in a hat. Somebody's name comes out. And you're at the NovaCare suite with Rhea and all the doctors watching the Eagles, hopefully.
Dismantle.
I beg, win. And I'd rather win easily so I can go to bed earlier. 888-729. These late games are killing me. 888-729-9494. We come back. John Johnson harbors a frightening hatred.
Rage.
For
rage.
Some people in this city. And he's going to assault them when we return. WIP Sports Time 660.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.